The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yes, it's that time of year again, folks. Seems to come around quicker every year. We're on the hunt once again for new leaders for Operation Transformation in association with Safe Food. If you think you have what it takes, stick with us and we'll have all the details for you. If you need some convincing, I have Catherine Thomas here beside me. And I'm delighted to be joined by four of the leaders from 2014. Mark Gibbs, Jennifer Bonus, Deirdre O'Donovan and Siobhan McKillen. You're all looking great. And before we chat, can I just perhaps remind you of some of the highlights and lowlights of the last season?
I'm running to the house now. There's a white Christmas tree in the window.
Oh, that's early.
We have a red car parked in the driveway as well. Deirdre O'Donovan, congratulations, honey.
When I heard the white Christmas tree, oh, God.
I got to hand you that phone. You are live on the John Murray Show. Come out here so we can see it.
Siobhan, 2 days you couldn't train and you still overachieve your target. Your waist is now 37 inches. You're 5 inches down off your waist. Woo! In just 6 weeks, which is
brilliant.
Phenomenal. You are just, you're curving. You've got an hourglass kind of shape going on now, which is fantastic to see.
If I reach my target next week, I think I'm actually going to suck the face off Carl Henry because I think he's been eyeing me up now the past couple of weeks.
The clothes that are too big for me.
The clothes we don't like.
But you realise it's going to cost you more money now. Because I'll have nothing to put on me, so it means I have to go shopping.
You're going to start wearing clothes your age.
Did I know this one?
But everyone was mad about that on me, like.
Yeah, but everyone was married to you.
Siobhan McKillen, congratulations.
Thanks a million, John, thank you.
What did you run in?
Just 30 minutes. So I'm absolutely thrilled with myself.
And was it tough at any stage getting up that hill?
Getting up that hill, I actually thought, I was looking at the ambulance thinking, somebody better call that.
I feel like a big child on Christmas morning. I'm absolutely full of adrenaline. And the support out here, every single person. I feel like a celebrity, so I do.
I actually said, you know, just get me over the line, Noel, and get me there. And I saw Tara running in front of me. So, like, I was kind of catching up with her. And literally, I felt him, like, carry me over the line. Yeah.
You know, these are the things that I'm positively working on.
Sure, why are they all laughing at you?
I don't know. Because, you see, they don't see that, John. You know, it's a funny...
Why, sorry?
I feel good.
I feel good.
Mark, by the way, before we continue, are you a fan of Lionel Richie?
Oh, I love Lionel. Yeah. He's absolutely fantastic.
Do you sing his songs?
Hello, it's leaders we're looking for.
Well done.
He's been working on that line for the last hour.
Last hour, okay. I thought it was
That's why we're here, John.
I thought it was spontaneous. And Catherine, you're very welcome too.
Thank you.
And we're going to have a look back in a moment. I have an update with the four of you in a moment. But first of all, this search now for the group of 2015.
I know. Can you believe it's come around so soon again? It feels to come quicker and quicker every year. But and I think just sitting here looking at these four in front of me and thinking about Sarah, wishing her well, she can't be with us today, and Paddy, like, they did so extremely well. And last year it just seemed, the show just seemed to go up a level again. So already we've got hundreds of applications in, and this is the first time we're going to launch it. So look, we know there's an obesity crisis in the country. We know that it's continuing to get worse. And I think what the show does is provide a platform for people to see success and to really engage with five leaders who put themselves out there, who show that it's not easy at times, but like the results at the end of it, all that hard work shines through, you know. So with the support of the experts and the whole production team and all the social media that goes with it, all the hundreds of thousands of people on Facebook and Twitter and all that. So look, it's this time of year, I love it. I love launching it. I love reading all the applications that come in. There's a big need for it out there. We need to tackle obesity and we need people to apply.
Yes, indeed. And it's going to be five leaders now. We're reverting to five leaders.
Yeah, six was too many for us. We couldn't handle six, so we're going back to five leaders. Yeah. And I suppose what we want, I mean, what makes a good leader is somebody that is determined and somebody that really wants this. And I'm putting a call out there, not just if you're struggling with your weight, but if you have a son or a daughter, a husband, a mother or father, you know, sometimes it takes that push for people to hear it. It's very difficult to make that decision, I think, yourself, to fill out the application form and go through all the questions and go, Jesus, I have to do this, you know. So if you feel that there's somebody out there, talk to them about it, approach them about it, because we have to start tackling this obesity crisis. And I think sometimes, you know, people tend to ignore it or sort of shy away from it because it's such a difficult subject for people, because weight is tied in with so many emotional issues and mental issues as well, I suppose. So, you know, it's a very difficult process, and the lads will, you know that yourself from the show, having cameras all around you, being in the media, having to get up in your knickers on a weighing scales every week, you know, and be looked at by the nation. But you know what?
That's just Mark.
It's the real sign of a strength, I think, when you can do something like that. And I suppose, what are we looking for in particular? Well, do you want to chat to the guys first, or will I give you
through? Yes, because they're great examples of what can be achieved as part of Operation Transformation. Deirdre O'Donovan, as I said to all four of you, there's less of you here this morning. tell us, what weight did you start out on and what weight you are now?
Well, John, this time 12 months ago when I applied for Operation Transformation, I was 18 stone 9. Mm-hmm. And yesterday morning, my husband weighed me and I was 12 stone 7.
Congratulations.
So thanks very much. I waited a long time and I worked my backside off to get there.
And what are you doing now that you weren't doing before?
Well, I've adapted a new lifestyle of healthy eating. The family has adapted, as well as I run, I'm with an athletics club, Y'all AC, and I run 5Ks, 10Ks, and I'm training for the half marathon in Waterford on the 6th of December.
Great.
So I'm training at the moment. I just done the Cork mini marathon on Sunday.
Congratulations.
So, yeah. Thanks very
and much. Do you feel that your life has been transformed by all this?
To be honest, it has, because I have kind of gained back my 20s. I can get down on the floor and play with my kids now. I can, the world is nearly my oyster. I'm getting a bike for Christmas off Senti.
Very good. So, you have your order in early.
I have my order in early.
You wrote the letter, did you?
I wrote the letter those things 12 months ago, I could have only dreamed of. Yeah. I know I'm living my dreams.
Fantastic, fantastic. And another Cork woman here, Jennifer Bonus. Hi, Jennifer,
John.
You're looking great too.
Thanks a million.
And just remind people what weight you were before.
Trying to remember, actually. I think I was 12, 13, and I'm 10'3 now.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. But it was, you know what, and as Deirdre said, like, it was hard getting there, and, you know, everything you ate, like, you were kind of looking at it saying, you know, what am I going to, you know, is that going to put weight on or whatever? But now it's become natural for me and it's become normal way of life to actually just watch what I'm eating and just be careful. And that's really the best thing to do.
You have your helper in chief, your daughter, Tara.
Yeah, Tara has grown up an awful lot, I say. Like, she is like 13 going on 24. She's still the boss. She still tells me what to
today?
Do. Like, no, gosh, no. I had to leave her home. I needed a break. But no, she's like, you know, she's come on so much. And I think for me, like, seeing the transformation, not only like in myself, but like in my family, which is Tara, like, it was amazing. Like, I mean, I think the one thing I wanted was to be happier and healthier. And I can sit here 12 months on and definitely say, like, I'm both those things. And I didn't think that was achievable 12 months ago. Like.
So you're waking up in the morning with a bit of a pep in your step that wasn't
Yeah,
not every morning.
Not every morning, but, yeah. Like, no, I think sometimes, like, 12 months ago, things for me, I felt were kind of a bit bleak and, you know, what am I doing with my life? I still don't know what I'm doing with my life, but I'm happier not knowing what I'm doing with my life. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If that makes sense.
Sure.
So, like, and definitely, you know, I see loads of possibilities, like, and seeing Tara happier for me is like the most amazing thing, because there was like such sadness there. Yeah. And now there's just like a lot of happiness. Like,
because your husband Noel died. And incidentally, you're also doing a lot of voluntary work for the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association.
Absolutely. You know,
tell us a little bit about that.
For me, I just think, like,
you know, what Noel, the disease Noel died of was motor neurons disease. And a lot of people didn't know about it. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're given a chance to maybe help them and give something back, because they gave so much to me and Tara and helped us as a family. And then everything exploded with the ice bucket challenge, yes, which was amazing, like, for them. Like, and so myself and Tara, actually a couple of weekends ago, we went up to Dundalk and it was the IMNDA AGM. And myself and Tara got up and we did a little talk, and, you know, to stand there and see Tara as well, like, you know, talking about her dad and the disease and what it meant to her and giving her perspective as a child, like, was like, it was overwhelming, like, and it was super inspiring for me to watch her. Yeah. And I would just, you know, you have to, even though there is no cure or there is nothing like that, you still have to raise awareness, because the more people know about it, the more people can understand it and then not run away from it and be terrified. And I think myself and Tara have, you know, would do anything to help out, like, and just telling a story is just, you know, half of it.
And presumably you did the ice bucket challenge.
I did do the ice bucket
challenge. And you raised a few bob.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people were delighted to throw the bucket of ice water over me, like, and Tara was more than delighted to help out. So, like, it was fantastic. Great. And it was a good laugh.
Great. Well, as I said, it's great to have you here this morning looking so well. Now, Siobhan McKillen,
you
have a new hairstyle. I didn't recognise you. First off, but you have a new hairstyle,
yeah,
and like the others, there's a lot less of you there. What weight are you now?
Well, I started off at 13, 12, and now I'm 10 stone.
Fantastic!
So, yeah, I'm happy where I am now. So I'm at my target. So
great. And is it the plan to go lower? Or are you just
happy? No. I'm going to stay. Well, I kind of fluctuate. I've been around the 10 stone mark since the start of the summer. So if I fluctuate between 5 pounds, I'm happy enough with that, you know. So if I have a bad weekend, you know, I can live with it and just, you know, be good for the rest of the week.
Are you still drinking wine?
Yeah.
By the bottle.
No,
well,
I'm
relieved because, you know, I'm relieved a bit because it would be terrible if people gave up everything in their lives.
I know. Like, you have to live. Like, I suppose I went a bit extreme, but I found I found a bit of balance, you know, so. Instead of, like, maybe drinking every night, I'll probably, you know, have a bottle of wine on a Friday night or a Saturday night, that kind of thing. Like, but definitely now.
A whole bottle.
You know, yeah. Whole one. A whole to myself.
She starts early, though.
Seven.
Makes it last 12.
But the big difference in your life, you're just exercising more. Is that it, essentially?
Yeah, I actually found a passion for running. So, I've started running and it's, you know, I hated it. I really did. The breathing and everything else, but I kind of got into it and I got real competitive. I didn't realise I was competitive.
40 Glen on the Operation Transformation 4K. She was on a mission then from that day.
That was it.
And you're running the marathon.
I am. I'm going to run the marathon. Yeah. So I did the half marathon there last week, the week before. So and the three quarter.
Tell everybody in what time?
1:51. 1:51:30.
That is unbelievable.
Is it?
It's hugely unbelievable. I mean, I've been running for a long time and I did it and pushed myself and I did it in 1:59. And this is like, John,
this is the competitive Siobhan here.
I know, but it's really unbelievable how far she's come in a year in terms of that level of fitness. Mm. That's huge. Mm. From the girl who couldn't shuffle, you know, 5 meters without giving out about her breathing.
You
know? Yes. My nebulizer on my back.
Yeah.
But would you say you're happier? I mean, your life hasn't changed extraordinarily. Simple things that have changed.
I just kind of found more optimism, you know, that kind of way. Like, I kind of feel like there's, like, anything is possible. Mm. I can do whatever I want. I can go, you know what, like, we're even talking about doing a marathon next year. We're like, what about Barcelona? Or what about London or New York? And incorporating running, like, running into a holiday. We'd never have thought about it. I'll be at the bar. I'll see you at the bar, weirdos. But, like, we're actually talking about, like, we could do this. And, like, it's mad. I don't know, just massive, like, I just feel that anything now is possible.
And when it comes to eating then, are you eating a lot less or are you eating the same amount?
Like, portion control, I kind of learned a bit more, you know, you don't need to eat as much kind of like pasta and that kind of thing. But no, I eat the same thing, just less of it. Mm-hmm. I have incorporated the three square meals, two snacks. I've always, you know, followed that from the plan. I don't actually follow the plan, but I just have learned to eat a little bit more savvier. Mm. Now, listen, I also eat bad, you know, the kind of way I have my snacks and I have my bad food. But I found, like, you know, if I am that bad, I'll go out and do a bit of running. And,
but if you're,
you
running know, that distance,
to,
yeah.
Burn, to burn it off. Yeah. And yeah. I should mention our two absent friends. I know you've already mentioned Sarah this morning, Catherine, just to remind people that Sarah, her starting weight at the beginning of Operation Transformation was 16 stone, 10 pounds. At the end of Operation Transformation this season, it was 13 stone, 11 and a half pounds. And her current weight is 13 stone, 3 pounds.
Yay. Brilliant.
So well done, Sarah.
Determined to fit into her dream wedding dress, Sarah kept up the exercise and healthy eating and achieved her goal, getting down to 12 stone 10 pounds by the time of her wedding in June. And despite having a tummy bug, she had the perfect day. She and Mark enjoyed their first holiday without the kids on honeymoon in Lanzarote. Mm-hmm. And while all the celebrations and relaxing didn't result in putting on 7 pounds, it did result in putting on 7 pounds. It was worth it. She's not here today, as Catherine says, for health reasons, but we wish her all the best and hope to catch up with her soon. And also Paddy O'Mahony, the former Kerry football star, he's not here today along with the other leaders, but we've been in contact with him and he has asked us to let you know how things are. He says he's taking a step back from public life and he's focusing on getting his health back on track. It's been a difficult time since Operation Transformation finished. Paddy's sister passed away during the summer and that was very tough on him. He did go back drinking, but he has great support from friends and family and things are looking up again. Paddy says he greatly appreciates all of the kind wishes he has received from his followers. He's proud of all the over 50s and people living alone who are back out walking and getting in shape, because getting them moving was his main motivation during Operation Transformation. He wants you to know that he's back out exercising and feeling much better. He asks for privacy now for himself and for his family, but he has some good news to share and to look forward to. His daughter Fiona is expecting a baby later this year, Paddy's second grandchild. So that's, there's a lot great to look forward to. So a big hello to Paddy this morning.
Hey Paddy.
Mark, come in near the mic there, okay, so we can hear you clearly. Tell us about the transformation that has taken part in your life.
Yeah, fantastic. When I started on the show, I was 70-1 and I'm 30-1 now.
Congratulations.
So that's a 4 stone weight loss, which is absolutely incredible.
And is that was that your target?
You know, I'm happy to be healthy and fit, John. You know, and that was what I really wanted. I wanted to change my relationship with food. And I must say, I do feel fairly privileged that I was on the show. And I constantly think of everybody that sat on the panel. I think of Dr. Eddie. You know, he totally changed my life by telling me to put my fork down. Something so simple. And I've been recently in Sicily, and before I left, I was out in the reception area telling people to put their fork down. They were talking to me about weight loss, because everybody talks to me about food and weight loss. Yeah. And that conversation came up and I said, you know, simply what you really need to do is to put your fork down. Mm. So, you know, that made a huge change in my life. And then also, you know, Dr. Kira's, you know, compassion that she showed and her understanding. Aoife's recipes, which were absolutely fantastic. The turkey pasta pesto is still a big favourite in our house, which is great. And then, of course, the motivation that Carol gave me with the exercise as well. And then, of course, Catherine's lovely eyes when I'd stand beside her on the way in, and the smile that she'd give
You're
us.
So,
you know, so I do really think of everybody, and I do, you know, it would be very much on my mind, the whole transformation, the whole package that everybody had to offer on the show, you know, from everybody that worked behind the scenes, it made a huge impact on my life.
So are
all those people.
Are you happy in yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Because one of the big things during the show was that you lacked confidence and you were also tearful on occasion about your life and what was happening.
That's right, John. You know, it's amazing, really. I do believe that food is such a huge part of people's lives. You know, now I help people every week to lose weight. I run a class where I encourage people to, you know, to lose weight. So I see all that emotional baggage that people bring around food. And it's such a big part of people's lives. You know, what will I eat for my breakfast? What will I eat for my lunch? They go to bed, what they're going to think of, what they're going to have the next day. And it's very emotional, you know, when they're up and they're down, you know, it's all surrounded around food. So when you change that relationship that you have with your food, it changes your life. Mm. You know, it really literally changes your life. You know, but I don't think people realise the effect that eating has on their emotional well-being. Mm. So when I changed my eating habits, John, I changed my emotional well-being. Mm. I became a happier, healthier person because the food didn't you know, absorb me every day, take all my energy. If you understand that.
Yeah, and what would you say now to people who are listening and wondering, will they make an application to become leaders in 2015? What would you say to them?
Well, do you know what? When I was in Sicily, I met the Godfather, and he said to me, Mark, he says, Mark, I tell you, Operation Transformation can make you an offer you can't refuse. And they did make me an offer I couldn't refuse. And that offer was to help me to become a healthier, happier person. Mm. And I would say to, you know, all guys out there, because men are very slow about changing their health. Mm. They're very embarrassed about going to, you know, a weight loss class. They're embarrassed about going to, you know, to get help to make that change. Mm. But you know what? It is an offer you can't refuse. Mm-hmm. I would strongly recommend that people fill in the form because of the help and the support that you get. And those little tips, like Eddie saying, put the fork down, that's priceless, John. Mm. And that can help to change your life. So I really would encourage.
And Deirdre, what would you say to people who are listening this morning and wondering, will they apply? What would you say to them?
I would say to the public out there, you have a choice. And I think it's worth it to yourself to apply, because everybody's important to themselves. So any young person, any age, and any weight, obesity, it's, as Catherine said earlier, it's a crisis out there. And just apply. It's hard enough to fill in the form, but you get the tools and the education to make a healthy lifestyle for yourself.
Catherine, the details about how people apply.
Yeah, well, people can apply online at rte.ie/OT. Or they can call Daisy or Roisin on this Dublin telephone number. It's 01-864-1444. That's 01-864-1444. And John, can I just say as well, particularly this year, me and the team would like to see young people apply for the show. There's huge physical inactivity, specifically for girls in their early to late teens who don't do physical education in school and who opt out. And once that goes going into college, then it becomes, you know, it's an ongoing pattern that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. So a young guy or a girl, particularly a girl, also with Sarah being a young mom last year, and there's a huge problem with women who are trying to get pregnant because of their weight who can't. Or have difficulties during childbirth or after they give birth. So that's an area that we're looking at as well. Maybe somebody who's trying to get pregnant or who has recently been pregnant and given birth. That's another area. And as Mark said, it's really important for us as well. Men. We need to get men out there. We need to get them talking about their emotions. You know, Mark bared his heart and soul, as did Paddy. And, you know, it's inspiring for men out there. And we have a huge male following now as well.
And so. The deadline for applications is the 4th of November.
Yeah.
Thanks, Catherine, for coming in this morning. Thanks to Mark, to Siobhan, to Jennifer and to Deirdre. And as I said, your lives have been transformed and you're looking great this morning. And I'm sure you'll be an inspiration to others who come along the way. But thanks for joining us this morning.